Actually, Maggie's not here. I'm Matt Rothschild, guest hosting for her, along with my stellar co-host, Angela Lang. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show all across the Civic Media Radio Network right here in Wisconsin. It's a pleasure to be able to be with you this afternoon. I hope you'll join our conversation at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Angela, how are you doing?
I'm good. It's a Monday, but I'm good. The air quality is still terrible here in Milwaukee, but I had a birthday on Friday, and so I've been celebrating all weekend. So I am in a great mood, and it's a good start to the week. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. What did you do that was fun in celebration of that birthday?
So went out to dinner with some friends on Friday. Saturday, we had our monthly community meeting, which was really good. And then I was given a post-it with an address that said, be here at 5:45. And it was Southridge Mall. And I was like, okay. There was an escape room in there. So a few of us did an escape room. And then we had bowling afterwards. So it was super nice. You know, we always try to surprise each other for our birthdays. And so we always have to kind of like level up every year. Me and Keisha, the deputy director, we've worked together so long. So we have to find new creative ways to surprise each other for our birthdays. This was good. I walked into my office, fully decorated, giant cake, gifts, all of that.
Not sure I could do that escape room. I've got claustrophobia as it is. I think I'd
hit the escape
button. Yeah, I'd hit the escape button in a minute. So I did a fun thing on Saturday. You know, last time we were on together, we had the Reverend David Cooper, Chief David Cooper, here in Madison to talk about his upcoming march, which now happened on Saturday morning. This was a resist cruelty protest, resist authoritarianism, a faith-based silent march from the foot of State Street, where there were about 300 people. And then by the time we got up to the Capitol, there must have been more than 600 people there, and it was quite moving. And there were people from lots of different denominations. I was marching with Reverend Larry, a Lutheran minister here in Deerfield, and you know, I saw a lot of friends. I saw Pizza Box Mike was there. A lot of people are familiar with him. He used to have a show on Civic Media and a longtime activist, especially against Walker in 2011. And then I met several other friends there. It's just protests are so much fun. The signs are always invigorating and creative. And it just was, it was a really important statement, I think. So I want to thank Reverend Cooper for putting it together, and anybody who marched, or it was just great to be there.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, I saw pictures of it. I know we had the conversation and I was telling folks about it, and I was like, oh, today is August 2nd. There's the thing happening. And I saw pictures, and it was good to see folks continuous, like stay engaged, right? No matter what it is. I know there were some other actions and rallies on Saturday as well. And to know that it's August, and it's felt like a long year so far in this administration, but there's something encouraging that these this energy is sustaining.
Yeah, encouraging, invigorating, all the above, and really important. Mm-hmm. Important to say to Trump and the other authoritarians that you're not going to get away with this. Certainly not without a fight, a big nonviolent fight. So exactly. I wanted to do something new when you and I are on together, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the air with you, Angela, and that is to steal a sheet from Pat Kreitlow and do a little bit of this day in history, because I'm a history buff and studied some history in college. And so I've got two items I wanted to bring forward today. On this date in 1944, Anne Frank and her family, along with four other Jews and two of their helpers, were arrested in Amsterdam after a tip-off from an informer. 6 months later, she died of typhus at the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp just months before the war ended. So the moral of that story, don't be an informer. Shelter people who need to be sheltered.
Yeah.
And be brave. This is a time, we're facing a time here where bravery is required. And the people who sheltered Anne Frank and her family were brave people. And we need brave people in our neighbors, in our neighborhoods. We need neighbors we can rely on. The other date that I wanted to bring forward was, and this shout out to Anne, who also shared this on Facebook, a friend of mine. On this date in 1964, the bodies of civil rights workers Michael Schwerner, Andrew Goodman, and James Cheney were discovered in an earthen Mississippi dam. These were freedom riders. These folks, two Jews and a black man, young freedom riders, just trying to help folks in Mississippi get registered to vote. On June 21st, 1964, they were murdered by local members of the KKK, and the accomplices were the local police chief and local sheriffs. Just a horrible, horrible story. Their murders helped lead to the passage of the Voting Rights Act. They weren't in vain, but they were a horrible thing. And I wanted to play a little song, which I hadn't heard before, from Pete Seeger, who commemorated them, and then we can talk about it for a second. That's Pete Seeger. Mm-hmm. Those three are on my mind about Cheney, Schwerner, and Goodman, the three civil rights activists murdered on this date 61 years ago. What's your reflection?
You know, one of the things that we've been kind of working towards as an organization and with our coalition partners is commemorating the anniversary of the Voting Rights Act, which is actually on the 6th, on Wednesday. And it was important, I think, for our organization, along with the League of Women Voters, Souls to the Polls, all sorts of great organizations a part of this coalition, because it's we talk about this day in history, but we see some parallels to today. And I think it's important for us to talk about the struggles that it took to get here. But also, like, I was not around during, you know, the Voting Rights Act and all of those protests, but we know grandparents, we have elders in our community. It doesn't feel like it's so far removed, and yet it still feels like we're having the same fights. And so very proud to be able to have our press conference on Wednesday with our coalition partners, you know, commemorating the day. And actually today I stopped by the county executive's office because he wrote up a proclamation also acknowledging the day. So we're excited to have some energy around that and have people really understand that we are the Voting Rights Act, right? We live through it. We are the manifestation of the Voting Rights Act. And it's so important that we continue it because we know what it took for some of our ancestors to even try to get us to where we are today, acknowledging we have a lot more work to do. But I think it's a holistic story we got to keep telling.
That's Angela Lang. She's not only my frequent guest co-host, but by day she is the executive director of BLOC, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, and she is one of the leading grassroots organizers in the state. So we're lucky to have her just doing this on the side here for Civic Media and with me. But she's an incredible organizer and leader of the civil rights movement in Wisconsin, the voting rights movement in Wisconsin. Where is that press conference taking place?
It'll be at Ezekiel Gillespie Park in Milwaukee. And we chose that park intentionally because Ezekiel Gillespie, and this is a bit of homework for the listeners, Ezekiel Gillespie actually was a former enslaved man, and he sued for the right to vote. And he was from Wisconsin. And so that's, you know, as Dan Schaefer says, there's always a Wisconsin connection. So he is, you know, seen as a former enslaved person that was like, no, I deserve to have to write the vote. And he took that to the Supreme Court and was able to make that case. So there's a nice little park where we commemorate in him. And we also want to lift up that story. It's a really critical piece of Milwaukee history.
And Milwaukee's got a great history of civil rights activism, the fair housing movement in the late 1960s, the hundreds of days long that folks were protesting to break down the segregation barriers in housing in Milwaukee led to some fundamental changes. And those folks are heroes too.
Yep, absolutely. And that's the thing is like, Milwaukee has such a rich history. And there's these little gems and pockets, you know, of folks and places that really help tell that story. Even when you're driving through the city, you see the murals of, you know, Vel Phillips and all these different folks. And, you know, I think of folks like historian Reggie Jackson, who helps have the conversation of how and why Milwaukee is the way it is today. And knowing that there's like a rich culture, not only with the housing marches, but we also kind of, again, saw a resurgence after or during the 2020 protests. There was a group of activists that sustained, I don't even know how long, but the People's Revolution, they were marching for hundreds of days as well. And again, I think there's lessons to be learned. We've kind of been here before in various ways. And how do we take some of the lessons from our ancestors and continue dealing with the same issues that we are today?
Well, how would you answer that question? What do we do today?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
This is the question we bat around every time we're on.
Every time. You know, it's what we do here, you know, in a way. You don't have to be a skilled political operative to have a conversation, to move people. You know, there's always all these flashy ads and mailers and everything, the digital ads, the TV ads. It's a lot. But what I was explaining recently is that those are one-sided conversations. You get a mailer, you may have questions. You can't talk to anybody about a question you have about the mailer. And so how do you break through some of that noise? It's human to human connection. It's trying to understand how people can relate to each other. And I will say, you know, sometimes it's hard trying to just find common ground with folks that, you know, attack your identity or don't think you or your rights should exist. But I think that there's enough rational, open-minded people that are open to those conversations. And I think it really does start there.
We absolutely do need these person-to-person conversations. We try to have them right here on Civic Media. The number to call is 855-752-4842. I'm Matt Rothschild. She's Angela Lang. We're sitting in for Maggie Dawn today. We'll be right back. And we want to know, you know, who do you want to see be the next governor of Wisconsin? So give us a holler on that.